Dog owners live in a slightly different world than the dogless. You can hear the difference in the stories they tell. Here is a sampling from the state of Maine.
I don't really want to have to admit on public radio that we call Sophie Boo, but that is one of her nicknames.
And that's a terrible thing to do, Tavi.
I'm on my way out the door, and Sophie will come and greet me, and she's rolled in something.
We know immediately when she's done something wrong.
She sort of comes into the living room with this kind of West Side Story, We Are the Jets look on her face.
And then we kind of look around and say, uh-oh, you know, what's been destroyed?
Well, this is a farm, and it's not only mud, because there's a lot of cows out there.
She will roll in it. She will embed it behind her ears. She will get it in her collar.
Oh, stay, hey, sit.
And so we walked in, and they had just redecorated this beautiful room. And all of a sudden, someone noticed that there was this big dog dump on this brand new Chinese rug in this room that no one even wanted to go in. We were just mortified. I just couldn't believe it. Of course it was Sophie. It wasn't their dog. So we don't bring Sophie to Connecticut anymore.
Tavi's the more blonde dog. He stinks all right.
We call her Nelson when she's been bad.
On good days, I call her Winnie the Pooch.
Okay, go find the ball. Where's the yellow ball? Go find the yellow ball.
Oh, and here's Winnie. Winnie, sit. Every morning we get up, we all say to her, "Where's the paper girl?" So she dashes for the front door, slides way down the driveway, picks the newspaper up, tosses it up in the air, and then brings it in. Now, Tav is standing at the door the whole time. We call him the paper boy helper. And so they both get a biscuit for doing it. But there have been days, like the Sunday paper is huge. And Winnie's like, oh my God, she's, you know, scrambled with that out in the yard so many times, and it's like, I'm never going to get it in. Just let me in and give me the blasted biscuit.
Good girl.
When Nellie's afraid of something, she gets really almost psychotic.
She's very afraid of anything loud. It could be gunshots, could be thunderstorms, but it doesn't even have to be that loud.
When she was young, we had a parakeet. I can't say his name right now because Nellie's laying next to me, and if I say his name, she'll want to leave the room.
There could be just some sort of rumble way off in the distance. And if she's outside herding animals, next thing you know, she's back inside in some corner hiding.
A lot of dogs get what we call in my house situations. Situations are the little cruddy things that they get in the corner of their eyes. So we get up in the morning, we say, Winnie, have you got any situations this morning? And we get them all out. And Tavi's always got the situations because he's got the runny eyes.
But she does sleep on her bed, which is right next to our bed. And it's actually a futon. It's pathetic. It's embarrassing. It's like a folded over futon with her own flannel sheet on it.
And when my husband's going to be away overnight, I'll tell them, I'll say, he's not going to be here tonight, so you're going to be able to sleep with me. And I can't wait. So we all get into bed and, you know, they're right on top of me. I'm like in the middle. If you have to get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, it's like pulling yourself out of a toothpaste tube.
Can you sit?
Winnie, sit.
Sophie, can I have a kiss? Give me a kiss.
Can I have a kiss?
Oh, kisses.
Can I have a kiss, Sophie?
Can I have a kiss now?
Winnie, come and give me a kiss. Oh, right on the teeth she kissed me.
That's her whole repertoire.
We heard from Anne Clary and her golden retrievers, Winnie the Pig and McTavish, Nancy Beardsley and John Williams and their border collie Sophie, and from border collie Nellie and her owners Bill Duffy and Diane Ballin, who sent us that sound montage from Maine.